Morning Watch. The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 8. Christ, the one cursed and hanged on a tree. Saturday. Related verses. Galatians 3, 1-3, 5, and 22b. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was openly portrayed, crucified? This only I wish to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit out of the works of law or out of the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? He, therefore, who bountifully supplies to you the Spirit and does works of power among you, does he do it out of the works of the law or out of the hearing of faith, that the promise out of faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe? Ephesians 1:13-14, in whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance unto the redemption of the acquired possession to the praise of his glory. First Corinthians 15:45b. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Galatians 2:20-21. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness is through the law, then Christ has died for nothing. Suggested reading. The Spirit is the consummation of the triune God, having gone through many processes in Christ. This life-giving Spirit is the blessing of the gospel. The blessing of the gospel is the process triune God reaching us as the Spirit. In this compound, all-inclusive Spirit are all of Christ's person and process, including his divinity, humanity, crucifixion for him to accomplish redemption, resurrection for him to give life to us, and ascension for him to be the Lord of all. The Spirit is everything for us to live the Christian life. If we have the Spirit, we have God, man, redemption, and forgiveness of sins. The Spirit is our God, our Father, our Lord, our Redeemer, our Savior, and our Shepherd. The Spirit is our life supply, our righteousness, our sanctification, our transformation, and our redemption. The all-inclusive Spirit is the processed and consummated triune God given to us as the blessing. We should praise the Lord that we have received the Spirit as such a blessing and may enjoy him all the time through eternity. Galatians reveals the way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit, the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God, by God's revealing of Christ in us, by our receiving of Christ out of the hearing of faith, by being born according to the Spirit, and by being given the Spirit of God's Son into our hearts, by putting on Christ through the baptism that puts us into Christ, by being identified with him in his death, so that it may be no longer we who live, but he who lives in us, by living and walking by the Spirit, by having Christ formed in us through the travail, by sowing unto the Spirit with the desire and aim of the Spirit in view, to accomplish what the Spirit desires, by boasting in the cross of Christ and living a new creation, and by enjoying the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ with our spirit. Through Adam's fall, the human race was brought under the curse. But God promised Abraham that in his seed the nations would be blessed. Christ has fulfilled God's promise to Abraham. Christ, as the seed of Abraham, has redeemed us out of the curse of the law, so that the blessing of Abraham might come to the nations in him. Christ has died a substitutionary death on the cross to deliver us from the curse brought in by Adam. Then in resurrection, Christ, who was the unique seed of Abraham, as the last Adam, became the life-giving Spirit. The resurrected Christ, as the life-giving Spirit, is the transfigured descendant of Abraham, the seed of Abraham, dispensed into us to make us the sons of Abraham, the corporate seed of Abraham. Those who can receive and inherit the consummated Spirit as the blessing of Abraham. Before we believed into Christ and were saved, we were cursed under the law. As the seed of Abraham, Christ brought to us the processed and consummated triune God as our blessing for our enjoyment. The all-inclusive Spirit, who the all-inclusive Christ, as the seed of Abraham, has become, is the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God in Christ for the divine dispensing according to the divine economy.